This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today we're talking about starting the day with God in prayer. And why we really want to do this, James, there's a lot more to this than we sometimes think, isn't there?
There really is, Robbie. Sometimes I think we can dismiss it too quickly because sometimes talking about it can sound, well, legalistic. I mean, like a bunch of rules we have to follow if we're going to be right with God. But that's not where we're going today. Today, it's like we're going fishing.
Oh, I love that. I'll bite.
Okay, well, just think of, you know, your father waking you up early in the morning and saying, let's go fishing, and the adventure awaits before you, you know. So, I was reading an old book recently by Matthew Henry called A Method for Prayer. And Matthew Henry was a pastor who lived from 1662 to 1714, a long time ago. But the insights he has are really timeless. And he starts with Psalm 5, which has these words in verse 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. And then Henry goes on to talk about why we really want to do this. And he lays out several reasons for it. And each reason found me saying, yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, so tell us more.
Well, I feel like I'm going to sound like an infomercial, but wait, there's more. But now, remember, he's writing over 300 years ago, so the language may sound a little bit formal, but these are so good, I've got to share them. First, he writes, God is a friend we love and have freedom with, such a friend we cannot go by without calling on, though we have no particular business with him. In other words, God is so good a friend. He's the kind of friend you've got to check in with the first thing in the morning, even if you don't have anything to say.
Wow, I love that. And it makes me think about Abraham, who was called a friend of God, right? Or Moses, who spoke with God, with the Lord, really, face to face. There's a closeness there.
Yeah. And we don't want to start the day without that. And that's the second thing Henry says about our friendship with God. He has something to say to us as a friend every day. Now, this is both through his word and through just being in his presence, through prayer. We can't deny one or the other. If we're reaching for the word of God without prayer, we're really in danger of that legalism we were talking about, or a lukewarm faith that just kind of goes through the motions. So it's the heart of relationship that we're really after, pouring out our hearts to Jesus and just quieting ourselves before him.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if I don't go there in my relationship with God, things tend to go downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah, they do. And that's the third thing that Henry pointed out. He said, do we not know that our happiness is bound up in his favor? It is life, the life of our souls. It is better than life, the life of our bodies. So we want God's favor. We want God's blessing on our lives. And we want to start with that every day before we do anything else.
Oh, I've always loved Matthew Henry. I mean, those are tremendous insights.
I know, right? I mean, so here's the next one. We have daily work to do for God. We are both his friends and his servants, and we need him to show us what we need to do, you know, to direct us in it, to give us strength for it. Because otherwise our minds, our hearts can spin off in so many directions, and we can find ourselves busy but not really living in step with him.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I mean, those days we don't start with him are so much harder and so much more hectic. And life is challenging enough as it is, right?
That's so true. So here's another that really follows that. Tell me if you don't think this is relevant today. He said, do we not know that we are continually in danger? Our bodies are so, and their lives and comforts. We're continually surrounded with diseases and deaths. Our souls, much more so, the devil is a strong and subtle adversary and seeks to devour. So we have to put ourselves under God's protection and clad ourselves with his armor so that we can stand and not be surprised into sin by a sudden temptation or overpowered by a strong one. You know, I have a friend who prays his way through the armor of God, putting it on piece by piece every day. And that's a great way to start the day.
Yeah, it is. And if our listeners want to do that, they can pray that way through the Ephesians 6:11 and following, right?
Yeah. Thanks for that, Robbie. There are just three more here, so I'll point them out quickly. But the next one may sound a little morbid, but it's really just honest. He says that our bodies die a little every day. When I read that, I thought of the old Queen song, Somebody to Love. You know, each morning I get up, I die a little. So the point is, because we do, we need to prepare ourselves for eternity. And I like that, because if our lives are a relationship with him, they can't be lifted a distance. And going out of this life should be like walking with a friend from one room into another, just keeping the conversation going all the while.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah, I think it's what we're really called to. So here are the last two reasons for starting the day with God. He says, the church needs our prayers. We are part of the family of God, and our friends and our families need our prayers as well. The world around us needs our prayers desperately.
Wow, those are all outstanding reasons to start the day with God. I mean, this has been really rich today, James. It brings out the last part of Psalms 5:3, right? In the morning, I lay my requests before you, Lord, and wait expectantly. I mean, we have so much to look forward to in him. And fascinatingly, this morning, you know, I climbed up in his lap and the thought came to me, God, what do you do on vacation? And he said to me, well, Robbie, you know, I gave it to you right there in Genesis 2:2. Go look it up.
He rested on the seventh day.
And I went into that, and it was such an excursion this morning. And I just waited expectantly, and he taught me so much about vacation this morning. But I can't help but just think it was from a piece that you did last week where you talked about, what if you just go to God, not with anything in particular, but just like to be with him? And so as I was sitting there being with him, that's what came to my mind.
So it's a little like God woke you up this morning and took you fishing.
Right. It was exactly like that.
Sort of took you into his rest, you know, took you on a vacation with him. And so again, you know, we really want to do this. We really want to start the day with him, because you never know where he's going to take us. So let's finish today by asking for his help to just do that. Let's pray. Lord, we need you. We love you, and we thank you. Lord Jesus, you said your yoke is easy, your burden is light. And so this isn't a burden. This is something we get to do, and we praise you for it. Help us. Help us, Lord, to always see it that way and run to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.